Classes of the Neighbor. Introduction. Day 3. All the various kinds of the neighbor represented. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit on the throne of his glory, and before him all the nations shall be gathered together. And he shall separate them one from the other, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall stand the sheep indeed on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king shall say to those on his right hand, Come, the blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a sojourner, and you gathered me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the just shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? And when did we see thee a sojourner, and gathered thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? And when did we see thee weak or in prison, and come to thee? And the king answering shall say to them, Amen, I say to you, as much as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me. And then he shall say to those on the left hand, Go from me, cursed ones, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you did not give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, and you did not give me anything to drink. I was a sojourner, and you did not gather me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Weak, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they shall also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, or thirsty, or a sojourner, or naked, or weak, or in prison, and did not minister to thee? Then he shall answer them, saying, Amen, I say to you, as much as you did not do it to one of the least, one of these the least, neither have you done it to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the just into everlasting life. Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. The New Jerusalem and its Heavenly Doctrine, number 90. That good itself is the neighbor, the Lord also teaches in this parable from Matthew 25. For to those who were in good, he said that they had given him to eat, that they had given him to drink, that they had taken him in, had clothed him, had visited him, and had come to him when in prison. And afterwards, that inasmuch as they had done it to the least of his brothers, they had done it to him. In these six kinds of good, as understood in the spiritual sense, are included all the various kinds of the neighbor. From this again it is evident that when good is loved, the Lord himself is loved. For the Lord is he from whom good is, who is in good, and who is good itself. Number 91. The neighbor, however, is not only the man in the singular, but also man in the plural, a smaller or greater society or community, one's country, the church, the Lord's kingdom, and the Lord himself above all, is also the neighbor. They are the neighbor to whom good ought to be done out of love. They also are ascending degrees of the neighbor, for a society consisting of many is a neighbor in a higher degree than an individual person. One's country is a neighbor in a still higher degree, the church in a still higher degree, and in a still higher degree, the Lord's kingdom. But in the highest degree, the Lord is the neighbor. These ascending degrees are like the steps of a ladder, at the top of which is the Lord. Number 94. The church is a neighbor more than one's country, for he who takes care of the church takes care of the souls and the eternal life of the men who are in a country. Whoever, therefore, out of love takes care of the church, loves the neighbor in a higher degree, for he desires and wills heaven and happiness of life to eternity for others. Number 96. And since the Lord is in the highest degree, and as in each degree one should look to him as to the end which is to be regarded, therefore he is to be loved above all persons and above all things. From this it may appear in what way love to the Lord conjoins itself with love towards the neighbor. Questions. In the literal sense, which of these ministries most appeal to you? Feeding someone, giving them water, taking someone into your home, clothing someone, or visiting someone who is sick or in prison? The just do not think they have done anything for the Lord. They don't claim merit. They say, "When did we see thee and help thee?" Those on the left hand are those in faith alone who think that how we live doesn't matter. The king does not accuse them of evil works, but all their works are done for selfish reasons, not from religion. They do not shun evils as sins, but just to stay out of trouble. Does the Lord want us as a church to be involved with literally feeding the hungry and so forth? Does he want us to be involved individually? See page 13 for more teachings to guide us. Why is the church the neighbor in a high degree? What is a situation in which the Lord's teachings concerning the greater neighbor have helped you?